Jesse Britton, come on up and tell us what Jesus has done in your life.
Hello, my name is Jesse Britton, and I'm 17 years old. I'm a junior in high school. I go to Tempe Prep Academy, and I'm the oldest brother of seven boys. So here's my testimony. Raised in a Christian home and blessed with God-glorifying parents is one of the biggest gifts in life that a child can receive. I received this gift when I was a child. The young man I am today has to do with the upbringing I had in a home where striving to be like Christ was emulated to me by my parents and sin was looked down upon in a large way. Sunday service every Sunday as a child was fun and exciting to be a part of. I, as a young child, knew most of the answers to the questions, knew how to act well, and tried to be a people pleaser in how I lived my life. Saying a prayer to God to save me with my father when I was 9 was sufficient in my eyes to being a believer. But instead of changing my life and following Christ wholeheartedly, as a young fourth grader in elementary school, I turned away from a life pleasing to God. I, in my ignorance and selfishness, chose to have friends that were not good for me. I chose in my actions to engage in foolish and sinful actions, including using a foul mouth, disrespecting my teachers, making crude and despicable jokes, and being mean to people that I did not like. This was the life that I was living in fourth and fifth grade, a life displeasing to God and not living for Him. My sinfulness carried over into my family life. Oftentimes, the things I did at school, I did to my brothers and parents at home. Arguing with my parents and being a bossy brother is how I lived. I was not being the leader I should have been, being the oldest brother and example to my many young brothers. In sixth grade, I went to a private Christian school where my dad taught, and it was my first experience at a school that did not tolerate disrespect and the sin that I was living in. In every class, my classmates and I were read the Word of God, and all of our classes were in relation to living a life for Christ. In my sixth grade year, I had an inward battle with my desire to sin and a desire to live for Christ. I continued to go back and forth between these two things, but was not consistent in choosing one. I, being a disrespectful student at times, received discipline as I was being brought the Word of God daily. My seventh grade year was when the Lord changed my life forever. Daily being exposed to the Word of God and being taught about Him daily by teachers and by my parents, my eyes finally opened up to the sinful life that I was living and what a wretch I was. With the providence of our great God in that year, I changed my life and decided to live for Christ again. I decided to live for Him, and it carried over to everything I did in my life. Finally, being a leader to my brothers, respecting my parents and teachers, and living a life for God was my goal. Understanding the gospel and living it out according to His will is what I strove for and now strive for. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. God has saved me, and I owe my life to Him. Mm-hmm. Knowing that I am a disciple of Christ, I can carry out His plan for His followers." Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Thanks be to God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse.
Sure you can do it that way?
Jesse, based on your testimony and profession of faith, you're now baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.